Who were you with this morning when you saw Kerjean?
Jane looked up at him, eyes filled with curiosity now.
The woman who serves at the Maison de la Presse. A skinny woman with short, curly white hair.
Madame Blanc? Was it her who pushed the note under the door?
Enzo raised a sceptical eyebrow.
Well, someone wants me to think so. What's the Trou de l'Enfer?
Just about the most dangerous place on the island. Bad enough in the daylight, but you certainly don't want to be going out there in the dark.
Why is it dangerous?
Well, obviously, you understand the meaning of Trou de l'Enfer.
He nodded.
Literally, hole of hell, or hell hole.
It's an enormous crack in the cliffs on the south side of the island, Enzo. Whether it was broken open by the sea or by some geological upheaval, I don't know, but it's maybe 70 or 80 feet deep and crumbling all along the edges. At high tide, during stormy weather, the sea rushes into it, throwing spray hundreds of feet into the air, and they say you can hear the roar of it for miles around. The devil himself calling out from hell.
He saw that she was shivering now, in spite of her coat. The temperature in the annex had plunged, even since the night before.
"You're freezing," he said,
and he put his arms around her as much for comfort as for warmth. She responded, slipping her arms beneath his jacket and around his waist to hold him tight. He felt her body trembling.
"Don't go out there," she said. "I'd feel terrible if anything happened to you."
"Why would anything happen to me?"
"A lot of people have died at the Trou in recent years, Enzo. Strayed too close to the edge and had the ground give way beneath them. They've roped off all around it now."
"So, if I stay inside the ropes, I'll be fine. I'm sure you'll lend me your flashlight."
She looked up at him, and her face seemed very close to his. He felt her breath on his neck and smelled the whiskey on it.
"Of course. But I'd still rather you didn't go."
"Nothing ventured, Jane. That's why I'm here. You do still want to find out who killed your father-in-law?"
"Not at the expense of another life. No risks, Enzo, please. I don't like the sound of it at all."
And in truth, neither did Enzo. Everything about the scribbled message in his hand struck discordant notes. He knew perfectly well that it was not Madame Blanc who had put pen to paper to write these words. If she'd had something to say to him, she could have said it anywhere, any time. But someone clearly wanted to get him alone, in an isolated and dangerous place, and although it seemed like an obvious trap, he knew that the only way he was likely to find out who had set it was to take the bait.